Just as Lucien Bernard rounded the corner at the Rue La Boissie, a man running from the opposite direction almost collided with him. He came so close that Lucien could smell his cologne as he raced by. In the very second that Lucien realized he and the man wore the same scent, L'Eau Donnée, he heard a loud crack. He turned around. Just 2 meters away, the man lay face down on the sidewalk, blood streaming from the back of his bald head as though someone had turned on a faucet inside his skull. The dark crimson fluid flowed quickly in a narrow rivulet down his neck, over his crisp white collar, and then onto his well-tailored navy blue suit, changing its color to a rich, deep purple. There had been plenty of killings in Paris in the 2 years since the beginning of the German occupation in 1940, but Lucien had never actually seen a dead body until this moment. He was oddly mesmerized, not by the dead body, but by the new color the blood had produced on his suit. In an art class at school, he had to paint boring color wheel exercises. Here before him was bizarre proof that blue and red, indeed, made purple. "Stay where you are!" A German officer holding a steel-blue Luger ran up alongside him, followed by two tall soldiers with submachine guns, which they immediately trained on Lucien. "Don't move, you bastard, or you'll be sleeping next to your friend," said the officer. Lucien couldn't have moved if he'd wanted to. He was frozen with fear. The officer walked over to the body, then turned and strolled up to Lucien as if he were going to ask him for a light. About 30 years old, the man had a fine aquiline nose and very dark, un-Aryan brown eyes, which now stared deeply into Lucien's gray-blue ones. Lucien was unnerved. Shortly after the Germans took over, several pamphlets had been written by Frenchmen on how to deal with the occupiers. Maintain dignity and distance, do not talk to them, and above all, avoid eye contact. In the animal world, direct eye contact was a challenge and a form of aggression. But Lucien couldn't avoid breaking this rule with the German's eyes just 10 centimeters from his. "He's not my friend," Lucien said in a quiet voice. The German's face broke out into a wide grin. "This kike is nobody's friend anymore," said the officer, whose uniform indicated he was a major in the Waffen-SS. The two soldiers laughed. Though Lucien was so scared that he thought he had pissed himself, he knew he had to act quickly or he could be lying dead on the ground next. Lucien managed a shallow breath to brace himself and to think. One of the oddest aspects of the occupation was how incredibly pleasant and polite the Germans were when dealing with their defeated French subjects. They even gave up their seats on the metro to the elderly. Lucien tried the same tack. "Is that your bullet lodged in the gentleman's skull?" he asked. "Yes, it is. Just one shot," the major said. "But it's really not all that impressive. Jews aren't very athletic. They run so damn slow it's never much of a challenge." The major began to go through the man's pockets, pulling out papers and a handsome alligator wallet, which he placed in the side pocket of his green and black tunic. He grinned up at Lucien. "But thank you so much for admiring my marksmanship." A wave of relief swept over Lucien. This wasn't his day to die. "You're most welcome, Major." The officer stood. "You may be on your way, but I suggest you visit a men's room first," he said in a solicitous voice. He gestured with his gray-gloved hand at the right shoulder of Lucien's gray suit. "I'm afraid I splattered you. This filth is all over the back of your suit, which I greatly admire, by the way. Who is your tailor?" Craning his neck to the right, Lucien could see specks of red on his shoulder. The officer produced a pen and a small brown notebook. "Monsieur, your tailor? Millier, on the Rue de Mogador." Lucien had always heard that Germans were meticulous record keepers. The German carefully wrote this down and pocketed his notebook in his trouser pocket. "Thank you so much. No one in the world can surpass the artistry of French tailors, not even the British. You know, the French have us beat in all the arts, I'm afraid. Even we Germans concede that Gallic culture is vastly superior to Teutonic, in everything except fighting wars, that is. The German laughed at his observation, as did the two soldiers. Lucien followed suit and also laughed heartily. After the laughter subsided, the major gave Lucien a curt salute. I won't keep you any longer, monsieur.